In our previous episode, we talked about Cisco's technology vision for the future. And today, we're going to talk about AI-ready data centers. One of the strongest focuses of Cisco Live 2025 was on transforming data center infrastructure to handle the massive demands of AI workloads. Cisco unveiled a series of innovations spanning hardware, software, and partnerships just to make modern data centers AI-ready. Capable of supporting distributed AI training clusters, large-scale inference, and all the data movement those require. And of course, making sure that it's securely and efficiently. These announcements recognize that in the AI era, high bandwidth, low latency networking, and seamless integration between compute and network are paramount in both cloud and on-premises data centers. Now, as the first announcement, it's going to be unified Nexus dashboard for fabric management. In this case, Cisco announced unified fabric experience for data center networking. Let's break down what was announced. The Cisco Nexus dashboard will now provide one console to manage and monitor all types of data center network fabrics, including Cisco ACI deployments and NXOS-based EVPN VXLAN fabrics, together in one place. This unified Nexus dashboard, available by July 2025, converges control, policy enforcement, and operational data across LAN networks, SAN storage networks, and even emerging AI ML hypercluster fabrics. Now, why it matters? In practice, greatly simplifies life for data center operators. Previously, different network environments, such as legacy versus SDN fabrics or production versus AI clusters, might require separate tools and skill sets. Now, an admin can visualize and operate the entire data center network end-to-end through one interface with consistent policy. Let's say, for example, network segmentation or QoS rules can be uniformly applied across traditional enterprise apps and new AI training pods. This unified approach reduces configuration errors and operational overhead, especially as AI deployments add many new network segments with heavy east-west traffic. It also provides a single source of truth for troubleshooting. Now, an operator can instantly see health metrics across all fabrics and pinpoint issues, like let's say a congested spine, switch, or SAN link, without toggling between systems. Overall, the unified fabric management is crucial for scaling AI infrastructure quickly without multiplying complexity. Now, what's my opinion about this new announcement? What I can see is that it represents a strong strategic move towards simplifying and centralizing the operational complexity of modern data center fabrics. Now, as a bottom line, I think the Nexus dashboard is going to be well aligned in response to the growing demand for intent-based, automated, and observable data center fabrics. I also think that it bridges the gap between network operations and business outcomes, just making sure that it's enabled faster, more accurate decisions with less effort. And of course, an essential capability in modern hybrid and multi-cloud architectures. As the next announcement, it's going to be the high-performance AI networking, Cisco Silicon, and the NVIDIA integration. To meet the extreme networking performance needs of AI, Cisco highlighted the integration of its latest switching silicon with AI computing architecture. Cisco showcased the first-ever integration of NVIDIA's Spectrum X network architecture running on Cisco's hardware. In a demo, Cisco's new 400G capable switches built on Cisco Silicon One ASIC were connected to NVIDIA network interfaces to create a high bandwidth Ethernet fabric optimized for AI workload. This means Cisco switches can seamlessly participate in NVIDIA's ultra-low latency, lossless networking for AI clusters. Additionally, Cisco introduced Intelligent Packet Flow for AI. It's a software that uses real-time telemetry and congestion awareness to dynamically steer traffic across fabric paths, preventing bottlenecks as data moves between GPUs. Now, here's some interesting take about why this matters. Modern AI training with clusters of hundreds or thousands of GPUs generates enormous amount of east-west traffic. Packet loss or microseconds of extra latency in these networks can significantly slow down AI job completion. By tightly integrating with NVIDIA's architecture, Cisco ensures that its networks can serve AI clusters at peak efficiency, delivering high throughput and low jitter, comparable to better than specialized high-performance networks. This opened the door for enterprises to use familiar Ethernet-based Cisco networks for AI, rather than requiring InfiniBand or proprietary solutions. The Cisco Silicon One chipset's involvement also underlines the strategic point that Cisco's investment in its own silicon yields real benefits for AI, offering high port speeds and buffer capacities needed for AI data flow. For customers, this means confidence that a Cisco data center network will not be the weak link in AI performance. They can scale up GPU farms knowing the network can keep up, and do so with Cisco's robust feature set, which is going to be a telemetry, automation, and security, alongside with raw speed. I think the partnership is going to be a very compelling move to position Ethernet as the backbone of modern AI data center infrastructure. Few things that I think are super interesting is going to be the joint architecture between Cisco and NVIDIA, and I think it's going to be an AI Ethernet powerhouse for that. Performance and scalability is another huge highlight for this. And then, of course, it is going to be built in security and observability. What do I consider as the bottom line is that the integration delivers a robust, secure, and high-performance Ethernet AI fabric, which I think is bold and strategic bet. It addresses end-to-end AI infrastructure needs, such as compute, connectivity, security, and management. If they can simplify the deployment and ensure seamless interoperability, this initiative can offer enterprise powerful alternatives to legacy InfiniBand setups, putting scalable AI workloads across on-prem and hybrid data center. Expanded Cisco AI pods. Cisco is making it easier for organizations to deploy AI compute infrastructure by delivering pre-designed modular building blocks. So what was announced? Cisco AI pods, which are pre-engineered combinations of servers, networking, and storage, and also software for AI, were updated to support the latest generation of hardware. For example, a new AI pod configuration includes Cisco UCS C-Series servers equipped with NVIDIA's cutting-edge RTX 6000 Blackwell GPUs, high-bandwidth fabric interconnects, and integrated storage options. These pods come with Cisco Intersite management and are built following Cisco's validated designs. All that sounds interesting, but why it matters? Not every enterprise has the expertise of a hyperscaler to stand up an AI training cluster from scratch. By providing a ready-to-go AI infrastructure packages, Cisco significantly lowers the barrier to entry. An AI pod that can be thought as a data center in a box for AI. It's validated for compatibility and tuned for performance, so customers can plug in and have a working AI environment quickly. The inclusion of the latest NVIDIA GPU and Cisco's fabric means that these pods deliver state-of-the-art capability. Most importantly, they're scalable and flexible. In this case, organizations can start with one pod for a pilot and then deploy multiple pods as their AI needs grow. Each pod is designed with security in mind as well, aligning with Cisco Security AI Factory approach. For engineers, Cisco AI pods provide a blueprint that eliminates the guesswork in integrating complex components, leading to faster deployment, predictable performance, and easier support, since Cisco and partners have certified the whole stack. This is certainly a move in the right direction. I think Cisco is making a strategic leap forward in making AI infrastructure more accessible, scalable, and enterprise ready. And in this case, we see that it's offering pre-integrated high-performance AI stacks, which is going to be optimized for networking, security, and observability. At the bottom line, I see that Cisco, it is doing a really good job at expanding the AI pods and make AI real for the enterprise IT. In this case, it's going to be a no-brainer because it's going to be super fast to deploy, easy to manage, and of course, trusted by design.